title for today is Living Waters. We know that water is critical for our bodies to survive and thrive. I recently realized that most of my illustrations revolve around my husband. Today I have another one for you. He enjoys watching a lot of outdoor survival shows. Basically, he likes to watch other people shiver in the cold while he sits by his fire, warm and dry. I won't pretend to understand it, but he finds enjoyment in this. And sometimes he likes to tell me stories in great detail of how people survived against the fierce elements. And if I'm being honest today, I don't always want to know what he just shared with me. There are things I can't unhear or unsee. But one night recently, he shared something with me that I thought could be related to our spiritual lives in a powerful way. He said this to me, "Did you know," that's often how his stories begin, "did you know," and more often than not, I'm like, I don't want to know, whatever it is that you have to tell me. But he said this, "Did you know that when faced with the elements, the body can last 3 minutes without air, 3 hours without shelter, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food?" And I was reminded that in the spiritual, if we do not have God's breath, we will not survive. If we don't have God's shelter, we will not survive. If we do not have God's water and his food, we will not survive. And so are we thriving today in the fullness of his power for our lives, or are we merely surviving? We all know what it feels like to experience thirst. Every day we experience this. But did you know today that we also experience a spiritual thirst, every one of us? Most times when we feel a need or a desire, it is actually a spiritual thirst, because God is the only one who can truly fulfill and satisfy every longing within us. When I am weary, I need God. When I am discouraged and disappointed, I need the Holy Spirit. When I am lonely, sick, and hurting, I need his power and healing. He is the only source that can truly set me free and fulfill the deepest desires of my heart. You see, most of our needs in this life, they are a spiritual need. Now, of course, we have loved ones that comfort us, that care for us, and meet our needs on some level. But I'm talking about a deeper healing, a deeper freedom and fulfillment, that the only source is Jesus that can truly set me free and fulfill every desire. Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 3. "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear and your soul shall live." Every one of us have sought for healing and fulfillment in people and other things. But isn't it true that we are still left empty and dry, thirsty for something more? And so I want to begin by asking this. Do you recognize when you are thirsty? What or who is your source of trying to quench this thirst? John chapter 7, beautiful verses for us this morning, 37 to 39. "On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.' This he spoke concerning the Spirit." Jesus stood up as if to say, "Pay attention to what I am about to tell you. It will save you. It's important for your life." And he stands before every single one of us today, and he cries out with that same loud voice, "Are you thirsty? Do you know that you are thirsty? Come and drink, for my living waters will save you. They will fulfill you." John 7, 13 to 14, Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. The water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. And so my prayer today is that each one of us would understand our desperate need for the power of the Holy Spirit to be flowing in our lives, not only in us, but through us as well. I want to look at Ezekiel 47 today. The passage is entitled, The Healing Waters and Trees. This passage records the prophet Ezekiel's vision, where God reveals to him his holy, life-giving, healing waters. Verses 1 to 2, then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east, and there was water running out on the right side. The first thing God does is that he shows Ezekiel that his water is flowing from the temple, from the very sanctuary of God. And he wants him to understand that these waters are divine. They are holy and living as a mighty rushing river. There are three principles that God shows Ezekiel that I want to encourage us with today. The first one is this: surrender to the river. After Ezekiel is shown the waters, God brings him into the waters and through them. Verses 3 and 8. When the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. And then he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. Now, if you study this passage, you'll notice that most interpreters agree that these waters first signify the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel which went forth from Jerusalem and spread into the surrounding countries. Verse 1 says, he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the thresholds of the temple. Jesus Christ is the door to the temple. He is the passageway to the Father and eternal life. And so these living waters, they signify his gospel, our new life in Christ, and eternal life with him. There is a call for us to surrender to his waters of salvation. And the most important thing that I can say today, that I can ask today, is this: do you know Jesus? Have you surrendered your life to your Savior today? These waters also represent his cleansing power over every sin in our lives. How many have been thankful for that at some point in your life? Ezekiel's vision continues with him entering the waters. His position moves from merely standing on the shore and watching the waters, but then he enters them. Verse 3, when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. Now, God's water is described as a river because it is always flowing. His presence is always flowing. It is always moving. And it is clear there is no debris that lives in this water. What is the water like that is living inside of you today? Is there any blockage or debris? Anything that is hindering the power of the Holy Spirit from moving in your life? The Lord desires for us to enter his river and be cleansed. There was a reason that God wanted Ezekiel to get into the water. The only way to receive cleansing is to enter the waters of his word and his truth. Read the scriptures with faith. Repent. Invite the Holy Spirit to wash every impurity. Psalm 119, verse 9, out of the Passion. How can a young man or a young woman stay pure? Only by living in the Word of God and walking in its truth. Number 2 today is this: there is healing in the river. How many can say amen to that? After Ezekiel surrendered to the river, the Lord brought him deeper into the river. God wants to bring us deeper today, into a deeper revelation of a deeper healing in our lives. Verse 4 and 8 to 9. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. He's going deeper. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Then he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live in Jesus' name. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed. So God is calling us to go deeper than just our ankles, to not be satisfied with a one-time experience with him. There is always more to experience in the river of God. And I wonder if you could say, perhaps it began when you entered this building, or as you were standing in worship, or as you're reading these verses with fresh eyes, but do you feel a stirring today to go deeper? Would you just begin to ask the Lord even now, stir within me the waters of my faith, the waters of my desire that I would go deeper. His Spirit is drawing us, reminding us, if you hear nothing else, hear this today, that in the river of God, nothing is impossible with him. That is what his word promises us. That is the truth for us today, that nothing is impossible in the river of God. Have you ever required the healing waters of Jesus to flow through your heart? Perhaps you have experienced your heart being grieved and broken. Relationships that have shattered your heart, a love perhaps that has not been reciprocated like you thought it would be. If you are hurting today, do you recognize that you actually are thirsty for the healing power of Jesus over your life? I think of Hannah in the Bible, this young woman who was grieved and broken over not being able to conceive a child. In her desperation, she went to the Lord in prayer. She was thirsty for the healing and the comfort and the power of her God to help her during her time of need. Or Mary Magdalene, standing outside the tomb after Jesus had been crucified, weeping, the Bible says, wailing because she missed her Lord. She was grieving with a broken heart, and she was thirsty, in fact, for a touch of her God over her heart. Life constantly leaves us thirsty, desperate, in need of living waters that will heal us, that will set us free, that will rescue us from despair and strengthen our weariness. What does it look like for us to be thirsty today? If you're here today and you're discouraged, you are thirsty. If you are searching for hope, if you're confused, if you're disappointed, you are thirsty. If you desire the presence of Jesus more than anything else in your life today, you are thirsty. Every one of us are thirsty today. And I pray that we could begin to recognize what the thirst looks like and understand that there is only one who can truly heal, bring that comfort, set us free, and satisfy. And so when circumstances come and overwhelm us, and we all know that they will, it is in those moments when we need to get into his river, deny the river of worry and anxiety, and get into the healing river of God instead. When disappointments and discouragement come to stop the flow of his Spirit, to muddy the living waters within you, deny that river of fear and unbelief. The truth is that Jesus Christ is the healer of our hearts every single time. Psalm 147, verse 3, out of the Passion, he heals the wounds of every shattered heart. There is no other person, there are no other words that anybody can speak that can truly wash away the brokenness like the healing waters of his Spirit. And I can stand here this morning and testify that I personally am so thankful for my healer, Jesus Christ, that has restored every place of my mind, every place of my heart and my life with the power of his love and his spirit. Verse 9, and it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live. Because these waters go there, they will be healed. And so when the enemy comes to remind us of the pain, loss, of the rejection, we must allow the truth of the written word to fortify our minds and heart. And you begin to declare this promise that wherever the rivers go, every living thing that moves will live. This passage shows us that healing is available, but only for those who choose to enter the waters. You see, verse 11, it gives us a warning as well. But its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt. In other words, those who settle in the mires of their own sinfulness, who walk in unbelief, who do not surrender to his river and truths, will not actually be healed or cleansed. Ladies, we desperately need the power of the Holy Spirit flowing in our lives. When waters of unbelief want to pour in and stop the work of the Holy Spirit, you have to stop them. You have to reject those waters of unbelief and get into the river of God instead. Number 3, the final principle today is this: there is overflowing life in the river. The river of God is able to save you if you don't know Jesus today. It is able to cleanse you. It is able to heal and fulfill you, but this is not the extent of its depths. It flows to our ankles, to our knees, and to our waist. But it also flows to a depth where we cannot contain it, where it is over our heads, where it actually consumes us. Some final verses in Ezekiel 47. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep. Water in which one must swim. He said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed. It shall be that fishermen will stand by it from En-Gedi to En-Eglaim. They will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruits will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine. These verses, they show us the abundance of fish and fruit that is produced in these waters. And what that means is that according to these verses, there is anointing that flows through us from these holy waters. It is evidenced in our lives in the following ways: a very great multitude of fish, fruitful trees, trees bearing fruit in every season. Jeremiah 17, verse 8. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. This depth of the river of God is referring to the overflowing life that needs to be flowing from us. John 7, 38 to 39, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. This he spoke concerning the Spirit. And so do you hear the call today? There needs to be a continual stream of his living waters pouring in and through us. 1 John 2:20, it says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. Perhaps you're not familiar with this word anointing today. It is translated to mean this: an unction, It is a special endowment from the Holy Spirit of divine gifts and power. And so every one of us today, if you know Jesus, if you are walking with Jesus, you are called to be an anointed woman of God who bears fruit. So I ask again, what kind of water is pouring through you? Are they muddy or bitter waters? Matthew 12, 34, a familiar passage for us. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We must be women who have the waters of the Holy Spirit flowing in our heart and out of our mouths. Ezekiel experienced the water at increasing levels until it was over his head. And this depth of the river, it represents the depth of our surrender to the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, 25. If we are living now by the Holy Spirit's power, let us follow the Holy Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. What depth of the Holy Spirit are you flowing in today? Are you ankle deep? Are you knee deep or waist deep? Or are you in that overflowing measure? What are you spending your time on, your energy and resources on, yet you still feel dry and empty? Or what are you scrolling through that still leaves you thirsty and longing for something more? If waters of bitterness or negativity are pouring in, these waters will pour out. We need holy waters, ladies, that are full of power and life, pouring in and out. This goes for every teenager in the room today, for every young adult, for every married woman, every single woman, every mother, and every grandmother. There is a deeper depth of the Holy Spirit that He wants to pour out of you. His living waters are here for us today. To the woman who is in deep despair, maybe you need to hear this today. But the Holy Spirit is ready to raise you up out of that pit so that you actually can begin to minister to other people in your life. To the woman who just feels spiritually dry, you have nothing else left to give. He is ready to water your soul with new life so that you can pour His life into someone else. To the woman who is disappointed, He is ready to encourage you. To the mothers, perhaps, who are just desperate for their children to be awakened to Jesus, the Holy Spirit's power is ready to encourage your faith today in the name of Jesus. To those who have been watering their soul with the things of the world, the Holy Spirit wants to bring revelation to you that no one else will satisfy except for Him and His presence. To every wife today who perhaps just needs a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit, His waters will revive you. They will strengthen you today. Let's have the worship team return, please, at this time. Ladies, we need to recognize our thirst as being thirsty for the presence and the power of God to not only fill us, but to use us as well. Can I say today that we need an awakening of how important it is to stay close to the Lord, to be walking in the fullness of His power for our lives? There is a verse in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. It talks about the anointing, and it's a beautiful image for us. It says that this kind of anointing, it takes away the burden and it destroys the yoke. This kind of anointing is what delivers people and sets the captives free. You see, the anointing on your life, it is His power upon you to see breakthrough and freedom released to people. We need to be women of God who are so full of His power that it flows through us, that there is a measure of the overflowing life of Jesus that flows through you. Would you even now The food will be waiting for us, don't worry. But let's take a moment this morning. It's not often that we gather together just as women. So would you take a moment right now and just ask the Holy Spirit to begin to stir the waters of your thirst today. Ask for this kind of anointing to begin to flow into your life so that I can pour out of you. For when your husband is discouraged, when your child is in pain, anxiety and depression, do not look to any other source. You have the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's time for you to lay your hands on them and be a woman who delivers people from the darkness, from the demonic power, from every lie, from every confusion that this culture is saturating our families with. It is not a time to stand on the shore, ladies. It is a time to get into the river of God immediately. Let it flow over your life. We cannot be victorious without His power flowing in and through us. And yet I speak to so many women who are down, who are depressed, who are discouraged, and they are Christian women. They are women who would profess to know Jesus. And I look at them and I just say, do you walk with the Holy Spirit? Do you understand that the resurrection power of Jesus Christ lives within you? And so this is a tactic of the enemy to blind us, to confuse us, to bring us to every other self-help that is out there that is making promises that are actually only lies. It is time for us to be women of the kingdom of God, women who are desperate for the power of God to rest not only on us, but to flow through us. This word is living and it is active. It is full of promises and power and truth. So the Holy Spirit is here today and He is speaking and He is saying, are you listening? Would you stir the waters of your thirst today? Be a woman who is soaked in the river of God so that when you pray, when you get into that closet and you get on your knees, you would just begin to pour and pour unto the Lord until He breaks through over your situation and over your loved ones for you. In your conversations, be a woman who pours the truth of God into others. Let's stand together, please, in this room today. There's a call for us to get off the shore. Get off the banks of the river, to enter the river of God. You see, we need to be women of God who actually learn how to overcome in our lives. If we want this anointing in our lives, this bondage-breaking anointing that Isaiah talks to us about, we have to get into the river and we have to first learn how to overcome. We have to access the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that His power is on you. When that fear comes to cripple you, to cause you to turn in every other direction, that you would begin to tap into the Holy Spirit that is living within you. When doubt and discouragement and despair are fighting for your joy, that you would begin to worship, that you would begin to pray, and you would pick up the word of God, and you would begin to declare promises over your situation and over your life. You see, when we do that, that's when the Holy Spirit begins to move. He will break off every fear. He will break off every discouragement, and you will experience the greatest spiritual exchange that you have ever known in your life. That is His promise to us. Acts 1 verse 8, what does it say? You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Not just power for yourself. Yes, learn how to be one who overcomes. But then it follows it up. It says, and you will be my witnesses. It's time to be a witness, the power of God. What does the world need? It doesn't need one more self-help, I can tell you that. What does the world need? It needs a demonstration of the power of the Almighty God that is working in our lives. So we need to immerse ourselves so that we can be endued with power from on high. our children, our families, our loved ones. They are waiting. They don't know that they're waiting, but they are waiting for us to pour his overflowing life. So let there be the word of the Lord on your tongue, a scripture, a prayer, so that he can begin to move upon their souls with his peace, encouragement, and healing. When I was preparing this word, I felt the Lord just stir the waters of my faith in a greater way. And I want to say this morning, and I do not say this lightly, but I believe with everything that is within me, that in this room today, that if you would surrender, there are deep waters of breakthrough that are ready for you. That there are deeper waters of healing. There are deeper waters of anointing that are ready for you, your loved one, your situation. Would you close your eyes this morning? I want to speak one final verse over you out of Isaiah 44, verse 3. I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. Ladies, in the river of God, nothing is impossible with him. Right now where you're standing, would you take a moment and would you just begin to believe for his power? What do you need his power for in your life? Who do you need his power for in your life? Let the Holy Spirit just begin to stir that within you. I want to ask a few questions before we sing this final song. Is there anybody in this room today? You do not know Jesus Christ. You've heard of him. You find yourself here today, and can I just say that you're not here by accident, but that the Lord has drawn you into his house for his purpose. If you're here this morning and you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, and you feel the Lord stirring you and saying today is the day, would you just raise your hands? I'm not going to single you out, but just raise your hands really quickly. This is you today, and you would just say, I want to give my life to Jesus, or maybe I want to rededicate my life to Jesus today. Yes, I see that hand in the back. Is there anybody else? Anybody else that would just say, I need to give my life to Jesus today? Is there anybody here who feels stirred to enter his river for cleansing or for a healing in any way? Would you raise your hand in this place? Yes, many of you. And my final question is this, is the Holy Spirit stirring you to go deeper so that his waters can flow through you for a certain situation or for a person today? Anybody who just needs a fresh touch of that anointing oil, would you raise your hands? So this is what I'm going to ask. We do have a few moments. Don't worry. We have a few moments. If you would be brave enough, would you step out of your seat and come to the front? We want to give this time to the Lord. We have a ministry team. We would love to stand with you and pray for whatever it is that you believe God wants to do in your life today. If you raise your hands, even if you didn't raise your hands, and if you want to come forward, I invite you to come forward. But we're going to take a moment and we are going to lift up this song. And I'm asking that you would just surrender this morning. Ask the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to stir the rivers of living water within you. has responded this morning. If you've not had anybody pray with you, don't worry. The Holy Spirit is interceding for us today. Lord, you see every need that is at this altar, and even those who haven't responded, oh God. God, I pray first of all for anybody who's responded regarding healing, whether it be physical healing, whether it be emotional healing, whatever it is, oh God, an area in their life where they're asking for your healing touch. Lord, I pray according to your word. We call on Jehovah Rapha this morning. And we say, oh Lord, you heal the wounds of every shattered heart. By your stripes we are healed. God, you call us to pray and to believe, to declare the truth and to declare the promises. So all over this room, oh God, whatever the need is for healing, would you begin to touch every heart, every body, every area inside and out, Lord. You see them, God. We are asking for a mighty touch from heaven this morning over these daughters, God. Would you begin to move in power in the name of Jesus? We pray all things in the name of Jesus, God, according to your will, according to your word, God. I pray that you would just begin to move in a way that only you can move today. God, I pray for those who are wanting to go deeper into your river, deeper into your word, deeper in their prayers, God. Lord, we pray for that mighty rain of heaven to fall down on every single one of us today, God. Would you stir the waters that, Lord, even as we leave this place, we go back to our homes, we go back to our families, that we would not soon forget what it is that you have begun in this place. But Lord, would you continue to stir those waters tonight, God, tomorrow, next week, and next month, Lord. I pray that this would be a day where things would begin to shift for us in the spiritual and within our priorities and within our hearts, oh God. Lord, I pray that you would stir the waters in every single life today. Those who are asking for that overflowing life in the river, who need anointing. We have loved ones, God, that need you, that need a demonstration of the power of God that is flowing through us. Lord, we are asking for the fresh horn of oil to be poured out over every single woman in this place today, oh God, that when we walk out, there would be a demonstration of the presence of God, of the power of God, that our loved ones, that our co-workers, that our neighbors would take note, and they would say, what kind of peace is it that you have? What kind of joy? Where does your hope come from? God, I pray that we would be witnesses of the Holy Spirit life and power within our lives. God, would you pour out that anointing? Give each woman revelation. Give them wisdom on how to pray, what to speak. Begin to give them words of truth and promises that they can begin to prophetically declare over their loved ones in their prayer closets. God, I pray that we would begin to see a shift and a moving, oh Lord, as we align ourselves with heaven and with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you today. Would you do miracles? Do the things that we cannot do. We surrender our lives and we say we want to go all in, God, to the deepest place of your river, that you would not only fill us, but that you would flow out of us as well. So God, we pray these things with faith and great expectation, because you are the God who is alive. And you said, I am doing exceedingly abundantly, more than you could ask or imagine. So we stand on this word. Would you increase faith today and for the season to come, I pray. Seal every prayer. You've heard every prayer in this room today, God. Every name that has been lifted up. Would you seal every prayer right now by the work of your Holy Spirit, I ask. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to give you some instructions. Nobody leave this room. This is what we're going to do. First of all, if you're at the altar and you still would like prayer, I'm going to ask you to stay. We'll come down and we'll pray for you. If you are ready to go out into the foyer, we want you to find a table sit down. There's an appetizer at your table. You can start on that. And then Pastor Deanna is going to give instruction about the buffet and the wonderful food. Ladies, thank you for coming. We bless you today. Enjoy your fellowship time now.